You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Welcome, joined on the line by Pule Mabe, ANC's national spokesperson. Pule, thank you very much for joining us. Mr. Paul Mashatile has put forward a proposal that the fiscus must donate even more money to political parties than what they receive now. Why is he putting forward that proposal, Pule?
Well, morning to your viewers. I know that the TD would have come in to speak to yourselves. Unfortunately, he had to attend to a meeting of officials.
Yeah.
But just to go specific to the question that you are asking, you would know that there's already a deal, the political party funding bill, been deliberated upon in Parliament in terms of how political parties are expected to be funded going forward.
Yes.
Now, what the TG and what all of us in the ANC have always been conversing for is that while you introduce this realm of...
Sorry, Pule, if you can just move around, sir. If you can just move around, we're having a little bit of difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, let's keep going. Maybe it'll get better. Not the best of lines, but yes, go ahead, sir.
So what has always been our approach is that while we have always been conversing for transparency in the manner in which political parties are funded, was that if you increase more from the fiscus to enable and empower political parties to be able to execute their different programs, especially the consolidation of our own democratic dispensation, you will effectively be limiting the reliance on external donor funding. Because political parties really exist to make sure that we can strengthen our own democracy. We can make sure that we have got the working legislatures to hold the executive answerable and accountable. So if they are able, living through their own constituency offices and at their own party political level, to be able to do that work, that could also contribute towards stabilizing our own country and growing our own economy.
Is it a prudent and is it a correct call, given the time that we are in? The fiscus is under great, great pressure for other priorities, Pule. If the political parties are already receiving some money, is this an appropriate call to make at this point, given all of the difficulties that our country, our economy is going through? Shouldn't the fiscus be focusing on making sure that there is delivery from a government point of view rather than giving money to parties, political parties that are already receiving money? For example, the ANC, I'm told, receives 164 million rands a year. You are now asking for 500 million a year. Should that money not be going into service delivery projects?
Well, Aubrey, you would agree with me that political parties have got a greater role to play in making sure that service delivery
No, I wouldn't agree with you, Pule.
I've not even made my point.
Well, you started off by saying that I would agree with you. I wouldn't agree with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let me put not necessarily a persuasive line.
Yeah.
Speak to what I would say would agree on. One, when they are protest in communities, the expectation is that it must be those political parties who are a very important stakeholder in those communities to make sure that there is stability. I mean, almost all, each and every community in South Africa has got what is called a ward committee. Those ward committees are made up of political parties. So political parties are not just playing a role at the level of parliament, national assembly, or at the level of provincial legislatures. They actually play a bigger role at grassroots level in communities where services are expected to be delivered. So if you don't have strong political parties or a strong political base in South Africa across political divide, you are then going to be stuck with all manner of protest. Remember, if a school is built today and then tomorrow that school is burned, not only does it render that expenditure fruitless, it also undermines government delivers.
So how are political parties going to help in making sure that schools aren't burnt? I mean, we've seen schools burnt.
That's what I was saying. That is a point that we could at least reach some level of consensus, that they are, political parties are an important stakeholder in communities where they are executing their work.
Where they are functional
political organizations in communities. I can tell you now from our own experience, there is very minimal protest in those communities, because this is a conversation that tends to take place with the communities that have been serviced out there. The government goes out there, it renders services and all of that. Government expects to have critical stakeholders on the ground who are going to make sure that the investment that is being made by the state is not being undermined or compromised.
All right, Pulil, two questions from me. Give me an example of a community where the political formations are functioning well and are themselves the reason why there's stability in those communities. If you can just give me one community. Two, there are those that would argue that it's precisely because of political party involvement in various projects and various community issues that we have unrest in those areas, because depending on which political party is in power there, the patronage goes to the people who are sympathetic to that particular political party. How do you respond to that, Bule?
Well, I hear your point on the dispensing of patronage and all of that. I think it is important that when your structures are strengthened, without necessarily going into a specific community A is stable because you have got stronger stakeholders and all of that. I mean, we have got endless examples of those. But we do not think that in the African National Congress, our argument around increasing funding for political parties has got to do with dispensing of patronage. It has got a lot to do with the strengthening of our own democratic order.
But that's what I'm asking you to help me understand. Which community, in your opinion, is at peace with itself because the political formations in that community there work? I'm asking for just one.
Well, there are many communities in this country.
If you can help me with just one, Puli, just one.
I don't even want to single one. I don't think that it would be fair for our own communities out there, because where we have got structures of our own organization existing, we have always believed and relied on the report that they give us about the work that they are doing.
Okay.
Like I said, just in the ANC currently, we have got our own NET structure, our own National Elections Team structure. What that team does is that on almost a weekly basis, it gets a report on the work that ANC branches are doing in communities, whether it's on cleaning landfill sites, whether it's on the consolidation of community policing forums, whether it's on attending issues that have got to do with the school governing bodies, whether it's on dealing with issues that have got to do with the community business forums to make sure that the procurement spoils out of municipalities or in the provincial government when they are.
Yeah.
When they
no, no. I hear you, Bullet. Just one more question from me.
Participating in those communities, yeah, who also play a greater role there.
Yeah.
So we do get that kind of a report through our own cloud system,
yeah,
that is coordinated via our national elections team.
Yeah.
It gives us a picture of what is happening out in our community. So when we come out to say, let's also look at how best we strengthen this funding to allow the strengthening even of our own party structures on the ground, so that they could do the work that they are doing to allow government to also excel in the delivery of its own services. By the way,
let me ask you this question, Bule. I need to ask you this question. I think you've made your point. By your very own admission, as the ANC, you have said that much has left to be desired in the way that services have been provided. You've also lamented the behavior and the conduct of some of the comrades who have been implicated in all sorts of corruption, malfeasance, and so forth. What do you say to somebody that says the ANC and other political parties must first prove themselves worthy with the budget that they're already getting of 164 million rands a year before we can even consider a raise of up to 500 million a year. What do you say to those people in the light of your own admissions of some of the malfeasance that has been directed at yourself, which you guys have graciously apologized for?
Well, the Treasurer General was already on record this morning clarifying the nation that actually of the allocation, I don't have the exact amount, of the allocation that the African National Congress receives from Parliament, from the parliamentary process, that only makes up 18% of the total expenditure of the African National Congress here, which means that a larger part, so it means that the other 82 or so percent of the expenditure of the ANC is actually being fulfilled through other means, donations and all of that. But because we want to move to a much more transparent, more prudent way of doing things, it is important that when you are going to be depending largely on FESCAS, because of what this is what the political party funding bill calls for, it then means that you ought to now increase kind of a funding.
But why don't you as political parties make become transparent with your private donors? I mean, that would mean that you still get the money that you need or the other 80% that you need, but you are not putting pressure on the fiscus, which is supposed to be focusing on service delivery issues provided by government, because obviously that is money that comes from the taxpayer. Why are you not making the donors, the private donors that you get, why don't you reveal them? Then the transparency issue would be dealt with.
Well, for instance, the ANC conducts its own, we might not have gone out to publish the list of all our funders, but the ANC conducts its own fundraising activities in a very open environment. For instance, you will know when we've got a fundraising dinner, every time when we do our own annual January 8 statement, that is always accompanied by a fundraising dinner. But the ANC has got a crowdfunding mechanisms. The ANC has got the Progressive Business Forum, and those.
So why is the focus not there instead of going to the?
Just the point.
Yeah.
So those that participate in PDF, they're prescribed, and through our call center, from time to time, they are contacted. Members of Parliament, and we make a payment, their subscriptions that they do to try and also assist in boosting the work of the party. So we are trying. The movement is trying its best to make sure that it does its fundraising activities in the most prudent and open manner.
Yeah. Yeah. Bule Mabe, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks.
Much appreciated. Yeah. Sheila Clark from My Vote Counts was listening to that conversation. Sheila, what do you make of the suggestion by the ANC's Treasurer General for an increase in the funding that goes to political parties, particularly that comes from the fiscus? Because it appears that they are a little reticent to be going to their private donors. What do you make of this?
Okay, so firstly, I just want to make a note to your listeners that political parties are pretty much like businesses. They do need money to run.
Yeah.
Right. But so that being said, asking taxpayers to fork out more, what they're getting, 164 million per year, and they want 500, a society that's heavily unemployed, really, this is just not just ridiculous, but also just incredibly greedy to be asking the taxpayers to be funding more for political parties when they do get private funding and when they do get, like we've mentioned earlier, public funding, which obviously comes from Treasury, focuses down to Parliament, and that's basically for like service delivery and things. It's just a ridiculous and a greedy ask. By the ANC.
Well, they're arguing that because of the great work that they do in communities, democracy would be deepened if they get more money. Would you agree with that assessment of their relevance in our communities?
service delivery process pop up every year. So that is just an indication that there's no service delivery being done in our communities because there's no money. Various municipalities and local governments are bled dry by our leaders. I mean, look at the state capture inquiry. Money that's supposed to go to service delivery or certain things for citizens is going to shopping sprees for ministers' wives in Tokyo and Paris. If these political parties can just exercise or do proper financial management like you and I, they wouldn't be needing this extra money. And Pulimani was mentioning of the ANC's fundraising activities, all parties have fundraising activities. And he was mentioning about crowdfunding, this progressive forum that they have. Then go there.
Yep.
Put pressure there. I mean, are you, taxpayers are all in
well, burden. I did ask Pule to name me one community in which he can prove to me that it is precisely because of the ANC's involvement that there is stability in the, he couldn't. I mean, I don't know if you listened to that question. He couldn't give me one. This then begs another question, right? Beyond the funding story, are political parties still relevant in trying to make sure that our democratic order functions? Is it the only way that we can have a functioning society through political parties who are asking for more money now?
That's a very interesting question, and we can spend the whole day talking about the relevance of political parties. Look, unfortunately, political parties in South Africa have really not proven their ability to really provide for the citizens. As I mentioned, parties do need finances to run, but they are employed by us. So they need to execute and deliver on their promises that they make before elections. Whether or not they are relevant, I mean, we can have a long conversation about that. But the thing is, parties really need to prove to us that they, that the individuals within the parties in particular can provide the services that they promise to deliver.
Well, there is the ANC, of course, wanting to change the bill that was presented in the party. What are your thoughts about that?
So the Political Party Funding Act has been signed into law by the president last year, January. However, he has not gazetted the implementation date. So he signed it, but he hasn't said, okay, it will be in, we can start with this on the 13th of October 2020. He didn't do that. This is the first piece of legislation of its kind. To make changes now is a bit premature because we don't really know how this would work because it's not in motion yet.
Yeah.
With any new piece of law, there will be nigs and jiggles along the way that you kinks that you need to iron out, but you can only really do that once it's been implemented. So them wanting to change things now, send it back to Parliament, that's a bit premature.
So do you think that the fiscus should give political... I think they'll all agree. I mean, I don't see any of them saying, no, we don't want more money. But do you think that they should get more money, Shailen?
No.
Shailen Clark, Communications Officer for My Vote Counts. Thanks very much for joining.